This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Happy Friday to you. We're there. We finally made it to the weekend. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful one. I like these morning temperatures in the 70s, getting up into the 90s, a little pop-up shower here and there. I can handle this Florida weather a little bit. Anyway, hope you're having a good start to your day. When you hear that music, you know it's time to talk a little bit about ADX Digital. And Brian Prowitz is here. He's our ADX Digital Marketing Consultant. Ooh, I've got you on here. Let me see. Are you on there? Let's see. I'm going to make sure that I can hear you okay. I'm not sure. I'm checking with you. I'm not hearing you. Can you try that one over there? Hang on one second. We've got to straighten out the mic situation here. I'm not sure why that one's...
Is this working?
How yes, it is. There you go. Cool. Much better.
Okay. Hi. Hey, good morning. Yeah.
There he is.
Everything you just said.
Right. I'm so glad you could come in and join me this morning, Brian. It's a Friday. A lot of times Brian's here on Monday later in the show, and we thought it might be fun to mix it up. And folks that are here early in the morning don't get to hear you. So I thought, you know what?
Yeah.
It might be smart to have him come in.
I appreciate that.
On a different day, a little earlier.
You said when you hear that music, you know that it's time to talk ADX Digital. And I'm like, well, a lot of people on Friday morning probably haven't ever heard that song. At least not in this context.
That's actually very true. So tell us a little bit about ADX Digital. First of all, what's ADX Communications?
ADX Digital. So the parent company for News Radio 92.3 and all of the other radio stations here in the building is ADX Communications. And a lot of people are probably used to hearing that in association with News Radio. But what people may or may not know is that in the pursuit of defining audiences for businesses and generating campaigns that move needles, we become experts in helping businesses invest in branding and awareness and moving audiences and selling products. Obviously, it's a sales thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're really great at creating audiences and then sending messages to them. And it's very true in the digital marketing world because as things evolve, digital marketing becomes more and more relevant for every business, nonprofit, event, attraction out there.
Absolutely.
And since we already are experts in our sales staff in identifying audiences and moving people to action, it just makes sense to also be doing that from a digital standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So even with the audacity to even sell online audio like podcasts and stuff, we just recognize that there are audiences everywhere and we know how to reach them and move them for businesses. And so that's where digital becomes part of the ADX communication story.
I think that's great. And it's also related to all of our stations. So and when we have each station has its own way and its own marketing as well. So you're talking about Facebook, Instagram, every station here at ADX. Mm-hmm. We have the Cat Country 98.7. We have News Radio 92.3, Playlist 99.1. And
sports radio 99.1.
Sports radio 99.1.
I was almost finish it off.
You go.
You hesitated. I took over.
Sorry. There you go. But all of those stations are also doing their own digital. So why not be a part of all of that and then think of the scope of who you're reaching when you combine all of it?
Oh yeah. So in other words, like the branding and awareness that you get with radio plus the digital targeting, and really when you're talking about marketing, digital marketing, you're really talking about targeting that audience. You can become so specific.
It's amazing to me.
It is. It is amazing. And the reason we can is because almost no matter what you do, if you have a phone or you go online, you leave what we call breadcrumbs that would suggest that you're interested in certain things,
mm-hmm.
which is why when you visit a particular website and then go away, you might see ads for that particular website, or you may have indicated through just what you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram or even searching on the web, you're indicating some things about yourself and the things you're interested in. And then we're able to take that data and then follow up with that to put you into a bucket to advertise to.
Right. Well, one of the things I hear a lot about, which I just find to this day fascinating, is this idea of geofencing and being able to target a potential client or customer mm-hmm. based on where they happen to be dining or what event they just went to mm-hmm. and or where they're located. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that a little bit for someone maybe that's not familiar with it? Because I can't think of anything better than to be that specific.
Yeah, and geofencing is one strategy of a whole bunch of different ways we're able to identify people and advertise to them. So a geofence is a digital boundary that we can draw on a map that will give us people to advertise to. So if you wanted to just advertise to people that come to downtown Pensacola, you can draw, we can draw a circle or actually any shape polygon if you'd like, to a specific spot so that when people do walk inside that boundary, now we have access to and can deliver ads to their devices, both while they're inside that boundary and after they leave that boundary.
And that's amazing to me.
So think of a concert, think of a location, think of the beach, think of hotels, think of
sporting events.
Sporting events for sure, but like big attractions. And so we were talking a long time ago, we were talking about like, hey, get ahead of it this summer when the visitors come and tourists are in town. And if you want to drive tourists to your particular business, then we can circle the airport. We can draw a circle around the beach. We can pick all kinds of places where you know tourists are going to go and begin advertising to them.
It's so smart.
It is so smart. And every single person that goes inside that circle is going to get advertised to. Or you can say, well, I don't really want to hit every single person that walks in that circle. How about we just hit the 55 plus?
There you go.
Or how about the 55 plus who drive a Tesla?
Okay, wait, you can be that specific?
Yeah, you can be that specific.
Okay, how does that happen? That's amazing.
Again, through a lot of, so I would think that if you had a Tesla and you were registered on, I don't even know, I'm advertising for a particular brand of car against probably every rule, but if you were signed up to get that newsletter, or you went to that website a lot, or you had the app on your phone, that kind of thing would indicate that you might be interested in that particular brand.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, got a question from one of our listeners.
Oh, boy.
And if you've got a question, we're talking about ADX Digital and how it can benefit your business, digital advertising. 850-437-1620. This is a great question. I understand why branding and awareness is important. We were just talking about that. But for my new business, I've spent a bunch of money boosting my Facebook posts. And I know a lot of people do that, but very little response. So how can I do better?
Well, there's, well, we can run your Meta campaign for you, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Sometimes it's the amount of money you're putting in. Sometimes it's the targeting. Sometimes it's that you aren't getting to every nook and cranny in Facebook. For instance, when we run a Meta campaign for somebody, we are in Messenger and Marketplace and Search and the feed.
Wow.
And also there are trends in marketing that begin to show up. Like for instance, the little ad on the right side of a Facebook feed, when you're looking at the feed, it turns out that's not the most effective place to be.
Really?
So maybe that's where those ads are in particular are going. If there's also, and this gets into like, you know, how much does this cost and budgeting and all of those things. But it is very true that there are a lot of ways you can spend less money and waste that money because you don't get to a critical mass that moves enough. It takes so many impressions to get traffic flowing to your website, and it takes so many people hitting your website before you make a sale for a lot of reasons. So you have to be able to put enough into a campaign to hit enough people to create the critical mass to move enough people in order to get the sales rolling.
No, it makes perfect sense.
And also if you do it very short term, some people will dip their toe in the water and they go, I'm going to spend $250 a month and I'm going to see if this works. And after a month, they decide it didn't work and they stop. Okay. And that can be a mistake. Maybe your targeting isn't just right, but it's important to look at this as an investment over time in order to get the results. And it can take 6 months sometimes before you really see the compounding effect of advertising.
So if I'm interested, and if this person that just texted in was interested in talking to someone, it's a free consultation. Who do they call?
Yeah, give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000. He's the big boss down here.
All right.
850-262-6000. And I hope I get to talk to the person that texted that in.
Okay, great. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking about ADX Digital Marketing and how it can help your business grow. 850-437-1620. If you've got some questions, we'll be back with Brian on Pep Talk in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk on Friday morning. The weekend is here, just a few hours if you're heading into work, and then you'll be free as a bird. I'm Meg, and I'm the host of Pep Talk. If you've got a question, we are talking all about ADX digital advertising this morning with Brian Prowess, one of our advertising consultants here at ADX Communications. Brian is such an expert on this topic, and I've learned so much from him in the time that he's been here on the show. So one of the things we were talking about, too, is that we're coming up on the whole season now. I mean,
oh boy.
Kids are going back to school.
Can we talk football, please? that season.
Not that
Wait,
I'm counting.
Which season are you talking about?
29 days.
Back to school or football?
For me, it's football.
Okay.
29 days to the first Georgia football game. Sorry, but
yeah.
He's counting.
There you go. I know. It's so exciting. Last night was the first NFL preseason game.
Ooh.
Now, listen, if you're not a sports fan right now, don't turn the dial. Okay,
yeah, don't turn
stay
the dial.
With us for a second. We're really not. This is not going to turn into sports talk. There's a point to this. Promise.
Okay.
There's not always a point to everything I talk about on Pep Talk, but in this case, so yeah, first NFL preseason game last night,
mm-hmm.
and we've got our first high school football broadcast on one
right.
of our radio stations on Sports Radio 99.1 on August 21st.
Gosh, right around the corner.
And of course, everybody's fired up for the Argos.
Yes.
And Southern Illinois at mm-hmm. Penn Air Field on Thursday, August 27th.
Right around
it's
the corner.
Right here. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, whether you're a sports fan or not, your audience might be.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about digital targeted marketing, we can select such things as, I just want to hit sports fans. Can I hit sports fans on TV? Yes, you can with what we have at ADX Digital.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are we a TV station? No. But we have platforms that essentially allow us to be because... probably every TV in this studio is a streaming television. If your TV at your house is connected to Wi-Fi,
right,
we can deliver ads on that television.
Really?
And if you're a sports fan and you're going to be watching all the football, because I know I am, then we know that, and we can send commercials to that screen like we're our own little TV station.
That's amazing.
So if you have... And here's what's cool, too, is you don't need to have a 15 or 30-second produced commercial.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some decent content on your Facebook or Instagram, we can actually take that post
right.
and turn it into a TV commercial on a streaming
to
television.
Video.
Yes.
Wow.
With targeting
mm-hmm.
that includes geography, behavior. So let's say you have a home service company, whether that's flooring or roofing or something in between, HVAC
right.
or any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually send messages to the television in that building, in that house of that target audience, in the geography. We can even go, let's say we want to target 35-year-old female homeowners because we know most of the time the women in the household make the financial decisions, and that's just proven fact.
That's
we
true.
Don't have to argue
that is a fact, yes.
It's totally a fact. So if you just want to hit the women in the audience inside that geography, we can do that too. So, and we know that college and NFL football attract both a male and female audience. So it makes sense that maybe if you're in the home services, and that could be, shoot, man, that could be fences, that could be landscaping, that could be the fancy flooring you could put in your garage,
mm-hmm.
all that kind of stuff, anything
oh, yeah.
like that. We can deliver ads to the household that you would like to target during sporting events on all these different platforms. Because
right.
as you know, people like to complain about this. You got to have like 17 different apps right now to watch all the football.
Right.
We can hit just about all of them.
That's wild.
So that's why we talk about very specific targeted marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the Seahawks are on Hard Knocks, HBO Max. And the reason I knew I was coming on this morning, I watched some of that this morning, the first half of that first episode. I am ready.
Okay.
I am now ready. And some nice Pensacola references, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Devin Witherspoon, as we know,
mm-hmm.
is a Seattle Seahawk. He's
yeah.
from Pensacola. And
yes,
so there's a big chunk of that because he's playing without a contract and all that. But while they're practicing in Renton 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks, the Blue Angels are going over.
And that's something.
And so there's this cameo of the Blue Angels, and everybody's like, Merca, yeah, it was really cool.
That is
so
cool.
So neat references to Pensacola happening there, things that I wouldn't have ever noticed before in my entire life until
right.
living here and now
right.
noticing these things. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So, and if I'm in your target audience,
mm-hmm.
then I am watching football, and you need to be advertising to me because when I see your ad, by the way, we could put a QR code on the screen with your product so you can scan that while you're sitting there watching the game, because about 65% of human beings are doing two things at once
while the
game is on.
And their phone's on.
I got people in my household right now that never actually watch the screen. I can't believe they can even watch a movie. I don't even know what they're doing. Why are you not looking at that?
Right.
Why are you not? Because they're in their phone. They're looking at their phone all the time. No names.
I hear you.
But I hate that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It happens all the
time. I need some therapy. But the point is, when that QR code shows up on the screen, mm-hmm. pop, you can just zap that and go, oh, hey. Well, I need that.
One of the great things that you do that I think is really interesting, in addition to being able to have that specific access, which still to this day is mystifies me how you can do that, but you can. But the other side of this coin is that as an advertiser, they will come back, your team will come back and say, okay, here's what we did this last month or two. Here are the results. And they can be so specific and say, well, this person clicked here, but they didn't follow through all the way, or they did this. That is amazing to me, because then you can kind of tweak your campaign and go, you know what, we hit him here, great, but not so much over here. Let's invest more over here.
Yeah, or let's adjust the creative.
Yeah.
Or are we targeting the right audience? Now, we have an AI element to this as well that helps us actually target the audience that's correct for us, even if we have set it up a little bit not quite correct. So you might think your audience is XYZ. AI can determine actually your audience is FGH.
Right, you might not even realize.
Yeah, and then start delivering to that. And by the way, this is not voodoo magic. It's measurement.
Mm-hmm.
It's measurement. The reports that we get back show impressions. You can even see how many times that QR code was scanned.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and if you have several pieces of creative going, you could say, oh, that one's doing the best. Let's take these other two out and just focus on this one, because people are resonating with that message, but not these.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of adjustments that can happen, all that kind of a thing. If you want to get started with a conversation on digital targeted marketing, Jeff Wayne is your guy. 850-262-6000. Give him a call and we can get started talking about digital targeted marketing.
All right. We'll be right back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Good Friday morning to you. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you've got a question, we're talking about ADX digital marketing and how it can benefit your business. All you got to do is text it in, 850-437-1620. Brian Prowitz is here. He is our expert this morning. We've been talking about quite a few different things and ways that you can get the word out about your business digitally. We've got just a few minutes left. Did you want to touch on anything specific?
Yeah, well, I mean, the elephant in the room always is, how much does this cost? Everybody always wants to know, what does it cost? What does it cost? And I have questions back for you. What's your geography? Who's your audience? What kinds of activities are they into? Is it better to hit their phones or their TV sets? Or maybe it's even better to just put the message you want to send out on all of the different screens that we have around this area. We have 133 screens, essentially signage outside,
wow,
digital signs in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties that are also branding and awareness. Think of it as digital billboards on everything from actual billboards all the way to like the backseat of an Uber or Lyft.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it at my gas station.
Gas station, ATMs,
I'm pumping the gas,
kind of,
and it's right there. I'm a captive audience.
So we want to know more about your business before we really dive into what a campaign costs.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of, are you a regional business? Are you a local business? Are you trying to really hit a huge geographic area, or can it be a little bit smaller? These are all huge questions we need to ask before we can really say it's going to cost about this much, but you don't have to take our word for it. We actually put in a forecast with the geography and the parameters around the audience that you want to target,
mm-hmm,
using also some of the platform ideas. We have 19 different ways,
wow,
that we can advertise to and reach people. And when you add all the strategies and the combinations, oh my, that's why there's no cookie cutter approach. That's
right.
Why we really need to sit down and talk to you that way. So that's why we always encourage you to start with a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. Tell him you want to talk digital. And I'll probably end up in the conversation at some point. But one best compliment we just got from one of our now clients, who said, talking to you guys was more about being educated than it was about being sold something. And that's probably the best compliment.
That's a great compliment.
It's great. So.
Because honestly, it's new to everybody. Yeah. I mean, I know that we've got a lot of experts floating around. We certainly have some experts here at the station that can help you, because they've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
Everything's changing all the time. And as a
also
business
that,
owner, you've got other, yeah, concerns, buying your product, you mean, the things that you have to do to run that business, and to have someone that can help you with this piece of it, which right now in this world, you can't do it without it. I don't think. You've got to have that marketing.
Yeah. I reached out to somebody yesterday who talked to us like 18 months ago, and I'm like, everything's different.
Right.
We need to start this over again. Give Jeff Wayne a call, 850-262-6000.
Okay, Brian, thanks for coming in on a Friday morning to talk about 88's Digital Marketing. That phone number one more time, just in case.
850-262-6000.
Thank you so much, sir.